AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli forces targeted Hamas in the south in Gaza and raided one of the last functioning hospitals in the north. In Bahrain, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's worried about attacks in the Red Sea by Iran-backed rebels.
These reckless Houthi attacks are a serious international problem, and they demand a firm international response.
A task force has been set up to help protect ships in the Red Sea. At Washington's National Cathedral, the funeral is underway for Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. President Biden is among the speakers.
To her, the Supreme Court was bedrock, the bedrock of America. It was a vital line of defense for the values and the vision of our republic. Devoted not to pursuit of power for power's sake, but to make real the promise of America.
Sandra Day O'Connor retired from the High Court in 2006 after more than two decades. She died earlier this month at the age of 93. On Capitol Hill, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's looking ahead to Christmas.
We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility.
Buttigieg says over Thanksgiving, flight cancellations were low. Illegal crossings are surging in remote areas along the U.S.-Mexico border as Congress and the White House weigh major asylum limits. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared his country's military seized the initiative in Ukraine after repelling a months-long counteroffensive and is well-positioned to achieve Moscow's goals. Scientists have been anticipating the eruption of a volcano in southwestern Iceland for several weeks. Last month, authorities evacuated a fishing town as a precaution. Then, when the eruption happened last night, it wasn't a surprise. This is AP News. At least five people have died from a powerful storm in the Northeast.
Among those who didn't make it through the storm, a driver in Catskill, New York, who died after the vehicle went around a barricade on a flooded road and was swept into the Catskill Creek. More than 5 inches of rain fell in parts of New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and several other states got more than 4 inches in some places. That led to the flooding in some communities. Power got knocked out in places. Utility crews have been working to get the power back on now for hundreds of thousands of customers in Maine. Some school districts in Vermont are still closed today. In Connecticut, authorities have been responding to accidents today as roads drenched from Monday's rain froze and created slippery conditions. I'm Rita Foley.
California is set to become the second state following Colorado to approve rules for turning wastewater into drinking water. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.